Part 2. Solving the Mystery. The inside of the house was very ordinary. Campion went upstairs to the bedroom. He looked at everything. The clothes in the cupboard. The dead flowers on the dresser. What interested him most was a photograph of the McGill's wedding in a silver frame. Although it was just an ordinary picture, Campion stood in front of it for a long time. In the picture, the young couple stood surrounded by family members. Campion thought that Maureen and Peter looked a little worried and frightened. Campion went outside. Detective Luke followed him. At the end of the garden, they saw a ladder against a brick wall. Mr. Campion climbed up the ladder and looked over the wall. There was a path which led to Philpot Road. When Campion got down from the ladder, he was smiling. "Do you think anyone on Philpot Road noticed Mrs. McGill with her sheets?" Detective Luke looked at Campion in surprise. "Are you suggesting Mrs. McGill climbed over the wall? Did her husband go with her?" "No. He went down Chestnut Street and met her on Philpot Road. They took the bus to Broadway and then took a taxi." "But why? Why would they disappear? And why would they take just the sheets?" Campion walked slowly back to the house. "The sheets were probably dry. As she was running from the house, she grabbed them. When people are running from a fire, they take the strangest things." "But she wasn't running from a fire." "No, but she was running away. I think the postman came to the house at 7:25 and gave them a letter. After they read that letter, they had just 5 minutes to escape from all those people in the wedding photograph." "But how could they escape when they live so close to them? They surround them." "Mr. McGill went out the front door so no one would be suspicious. Maureen had to leave by the back. There wasn't time to take anything, but Maureen could not leave her special sheets behind. Even though they were going to a new life, she wanted to keep something from the past." Campion stopped talking. Detective Luke was beginning to understand. That night, Detective Luke called Campion at home. It was the Irish sweep. "I called and found out who won. Peter McGill was careful to keep his good luck a secret. He knew that his wife had a generous heart, and so he planned what he would do if he ever won a lot of money. As soon as he got the letter, he put his plan into action." Luke thought for a second. "I understand why he did it. £75,000 is a lot of money, but not very much if it is shared with a big family." "What will the police do?" asked Campion. "Oh, probably nothing. Anyway, it's not a police problem. It's really just family business."